VHHOI.
Canada, Cross Canada Trail System, or is that just a totally separate setup?
You know, years ago, Tim, I tried to find information about that, the Cross Canada Trail and that, whether this was part of it or what, and I got conflicting information on the web. Maybe different now, I don't know. But I don't ride it far enough to know whether it is or what, so I put in my 20 or 30 kilometers one way. And that's good enough because I got to turn around and come back home. VHHOI.
Remember that, you know, if you go X amount of distance, you got to do the same distance to get back to point A. And it's not like that hockey player out on the St. Lawrence got a breakaway and they haven't seen him since, eh?
Tim, you're going to have to refresh my memory. I don't remember that, but it sounds like a good story. maybe he kept going. Nobody knows who, where he is or who he is. VHHOI.
Part of a joke I heard years and years ago.
I don't know if you dropped off or what, Tim, but I was paying attention to a guy and his dog on a trail. Got to be careful with dogs. Sometimes they're not on a leash, and they like to run out in front. Go ahead, Tim.
A critter running into or getting tangled up in the bike tends to get messy for everybody.
And you know, it's funny, I'd probably get hurt or something. My bike would be damaged, but I'd still feel sorry for the dog. Not the owner. In fact, I'd probably throw a wheel at him or something, but, you know, the dog, it's not his fault or her fault. And they're supposed to be on a leash. This is a trail. They're supposed to be on a leash, as far as I know, anyway. Most people do. VHHOI.
One or two out there that things like that, they don't think the rules need to apply to them until something happens, and then they get their neck in a sling and might be out an animal or whatever, but yeah, unfortunately there's people out there that do that.
Correctamundo. Unfortunately. So that's why I don't know who they are, and I don't know how the dog will react, so I slow down and just keep an eye. And this time there was no issue whatsoever, but it's happened. It's actually happened where I have to lock up my rear wheel to avoid an accident or loose skin on my knees or something, and damage the bike and damage a radio or my phone. Those things can always happen. Anyway, Tim, how much longer before you get to your next job?
Minutes here, just waiting on the traffic light here to hit the freeway and that. So I see Emil got his kite down with minimal damage and that. I was talking with him, I think it was yesterday.
Tim, I never had any doubt. I've never met the man, but you know what? When he gets something in his head to do, there ain't no stopping Emil. When Emil wants to do something, he'll do it. Stand by. Oops. I think I was transmitting the whole time. Went through an infection. He got it down. There was apparently a little bit of damage, but I think he's already fixed it, and I think it's ready for another flight test. And I just remembered. Did you get the pictures I sent you, and was it two of them or just one?
Both were there.
Yeah, but whatever reason, I thought the first one didn't go through. I don't know why, but I didn't feel right, so I thought, oh, I'll just send the second one. What the heck? It costs the same. So, that's what I use, and that's what I'm using right now. It's hanging around my neck, so in case I have to let it go and grab the handlebars, it won't fall to the ground.
Free operations, though, eh?
Yeah, Tim, all I got was three operations.
A hands-free operation, right?
Almost semi-hands operation. Yeah. Ah, nice. A little bridge here. And a nice creek below me. I'll keep going. Probably carp down there.
I just crossed the bridge over the river here myself. And I'm pretty sure there's jack and maybe some walleye in there, and now the odd perch.
I wish I was there. The fishing here isn't very good on creeks or anything, or you have to go out to the lake for walleye and perch. And then you can catch them out there, but I don't really care to do that. Anyway, Tim, I'll let you go, and I'm going to keep pedaling, get my gluteus maximus on the seat a little bit more, and keep pushing. VA3HRY. Good talking to you, Tim.
And it's always a pleasure. And so 73 to you. Enjoy the bike ride. And Bantling says I'm going to have to get back on mine again before the lakes forget what they got to do. So V3HRY, VE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot, we are clear.
Yeah, 73, Tim. Let me know when you do. We'll ride together in a way, if you know what I mean.
Yankee Mobile 103 on